And there we are. I think we're in good shape. Get everything turned down. Welcome, everyone. Tonight's broadcast is The Post-Human. The Post-Human. And we are going to read, in celebration of our fourth anniversary of publishing Entangled Magazine and almost 4 years of live streaming on Patreon, and now on Band, our message board, I am going to spend a little bit of time this evening putting on the record, so to speak, as I like to say, reading from the fourth edition of Entangled Magazine, which, by the way, will be published around 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Kathleen is still proofreading for me and adding some material to it. And we want to make it the best product we can. It's not extremely long. It's about 28 pages in length. But we think it has quite a bit of impact. And so I would like to read from those 28 pages tonight. And I'll do that fairly quickly, if my voice holds up. Fairly quickly, so we won't draw this out and make it laborious and tedious. But I do want to get on the record our position regarding what is going on with the pandemic, the vaccination program, and what is the ultimate goal for those that are pushing this pandemic, and what is the label, what is the class or classification of these individuals that we've previously mentioned, but I'll just kind of make it a teaser for tonight for those that have not heard it before. And just kind of put it out there. We have a new label for what some people might call the elite. Okay. So let me know in the chat room, as always, that you can see and hear. I've already been talking for over a minute, so I better make sure that we are we are able to be heard. Kathleen is taking care of the chat room for us tonight. And it looks like everybody's here. Good. 5x5. All right. Very good. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in the chat room. Sunday nights, we don't have a chat room, so we kind of fly blind. And it's nice to be able to see and talk and interact with you through the chat room. Lots of emails from patrons, and I want to thank you for all of your research and all of your questions and all of your information that's been flowing in. I will get to the backlog. Today has been quite the pressure cooker trying to get everything pulled together for Entangled Magazine, and it's just been it's been an interesting process putting this month's magazine together. Let me put it that way. But I want to give credit to Doug Diamond, who is our producer, our webmaster, and I like to call him our artist in residence because he's responsible for the cover of Entangled Magazine, each and every edition. And if you'll give me a moment, I'm going to go ahead and remove myself and put that back on the screen. And let me just close up my camera here so you can see that beautiful piece of artwork. That's the June edition, our fourth anniversary edition of Entangled Magazine. And tonight's scripture is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. So I'm going to go right to that very scripture right now to set the tone, set the foundation for what we are involved with here. Okay. There we are. Just getting the magazine queued up here as well. Looks like Band is doing well, just kind of clicking through. Looks like all you guys are getting signed up for Band. That looks great. Okay. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, I'm going to go through. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It's interesting. We read this so often, familiar scripture, and we apply it to what is going on today. And we are applying this in the magazine for this month as well. And it is focused upon the power of Satan and his signs and lying wonders. Now, this is all given to him by God. This is not something that Satan derived on his own. But he's an instrument of God. And God utilizes Satan to bring about the strong delusion. So Satan doesn't get all the credit. God does. There is a delusion, and what many of us are easily observing that. We've been able to see it because we are saved. We are given that ability to see, to discern through the Holy Spirit, the deception. You see, with discernment, you're able to see deception. So it's very clear to all of us. But the reason that the delusion is given over to those is because in verse 10, they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, this is a free will decision. They decided, even long before this pandemic, they decided long before they were faced with the moment of decision regarding taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine. They made a decision long before that. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. You see, they turned away from salvation. The question often arises, what if a person did not know that this was the mark of the beast, did not know that the vaccines changed the DNA, did not know that this is rewriting their name, did not know that this is condemning their soul to hell for all eternity? Well, not so fast, because the gospel has been preached throughout the world, certainly in this generation. Everyone has heard of the opportunity to be saved through Jesus Christ. But because they received not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. So when we see people believing the lies about the vaccines, about herd immunity, about getting back to normalcy, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They would rather seek unrighteousness, so-called getting back to normal, what they were doing before, which was unrighteous. They would rather do that, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we who are saved, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. That's our focus, staying on that narrow path. Many have expressed that they have noted a change. That they have noted a change in the world since the pandemic. And the change is the strong delusion. And it continues to ramp up and become stronger and stronger, more pervasive. And so you that are noticing the change, you are unique because you have that discernment through the Holy Spirit of the change. The rest of the world does not have that gift. They don't notice the change in the manner that you do, in the extent that you do. So count yourself privileged. You are worthy. And you will do greater things, as Kathleen has outlined to us so many times. Tonight, in the discussion of the post-human, I would like to lay out for you and go ahead and begin to read from the magazine, again, sort of to put it on the record. Lay it out for you right at the beginning. I typically do this. Provide the punchline right at the beginning and then backfill with evidence. There are two classes that are underway right now in their formation. Now, since 2013, you've heard me talk in terms of the serf class of humanity within a feudal system that is being built. And if you've listened to the last couple of live streams, this sounds very familiar and somewhat repetitive, but we're going to do a little bit deeper dive tonight. The second class is the monarchy, what people would refer to as the elite, the one percenters, the globalists, the members of the secret societies. Take your pick of the labels. But under all of the, overarching all of those labels, I'm placing the label of monarchy or monarch, the king or queen, lording over, reigning over is a better word, reigning over the feudal system. And this is what they seek through technology. The technologies that are involved in the development of these so-called vaccines, which are nothing more than poisons. And within these inoculations, these formulations that are being delivered, are the technologies that we have laid out and published over the last 18 months, from the quantum dots and all of their subcomponents of nanoparticles and the materials of those nanoparticles and the actions of those nanoparticles, along with the hydrogels and the luciferase, all forming towards development of biosensors within the human bodies and biocomputing, as we presented in the March edition of Entangled Magazine. So tonight, the post-human builds upon the March edition regarding the internal changes by way of developing first simple biological logic gates and moving quickly in the presentation of the magazine to the spin, the alteration and control of the spin of fundamental particles, subatomic particles. And we focus here in the discussion of quantum mechanics and quantum computing upon the alteration of the spin of electrons. And that's the primary focus, as you're able to see illustrated in Doug's fantastic art in the cover of this month's magazine. The electrons. The monarchy class believes in a post-human existence, an existence devoid of biological form. As I've said many times already, removed from the lexicon, human 2.0. There is, in their design, for their goal, what they are trying to achieve through technology, and that includes biology, but specifically we're focusing on quantum mechanics tonight. They truly believe that they possess the technology now to not so much upload themselves in a transhumanist fashion, which is merely a transitional state, a transitory state, transhumanism, but to the post-human form of removing the biological form, and through the alteration of their electrons, the spin of their electrons in that human form, converting the human form to a digital form, more specifically, literally converting the human form, the human mind, the human consciousness, along with the memories, to that of a quantum computer. That sounds outrageous. But that's the simplest way I can encapsulate a description of what is the post-human form that they seek. The easiest one for all of us to relate to is a quantum computer. Now, a quantum computer does not necessarily have to be the metal structure that we have seen, niobium, gold, stainless steel, etc. Does not need to be what you would consider to be the hardware version, but more a digital version. Existing, if you will, in silico, existing in the software. The infrastructure of the beast system is the blockchain system, and that is operated and administered by quantum computers that control the encryption of blockchain. And it is within that blockchain environment that the monarchy sees themselves ruling and reigning over the serf class, who likewise will be digitized but remain within human form. You see, the serf class will be stuck, if you will, with the human body. But the human body already, for those that have taken the vaccines, is already undergoing radical changes, specifically the changes to their DNA, but there are many others. But the human form remains the form for the serf class, but they are controlled internally by the alteration of the spin of their electrons. Now, there are protons and neutrons, but we're focusing on electrons because that is the primary fundamental particle of quantum computing. It has been the primary particle for classical computing. But when we're talking about the alteration of the spin of electrons as opposed to the conducting, the flow of electrons through a conductive medium in a classical computer, we are talking about the spin of the actual electrons. And I'll define spin as we get on, but it's not as you might imagine as a toy top that is spinning, okay? It's not an actual physical spin, but we'll get into that a little bit more. I'm giving you the upshot of all of this so that as I go through the magazine, you already have an understanding of where we're going and what we're talking about. But I'll give you the details as we go. It is the control of the spin within the monarchy class and control of the spin within the serf class. The Monarchy class will be in a digital form. The Surf class will be connected to the digital realm within which the Monarchy see themselves as ruling and reigning. But here's the punchline for tonight. Satan knows that he has but a short time. We know that the days are very limited, and we know that Jesus Christ is soon to return, and we know that he cut short the days, otherwise no man would survive. And it is in the cutting short by the Lord's return that their plans for converting themselves to digital quantum computers, their post-human form, will never come about. It will never materialize. Their plans will not come to fruition. But the purpose of sharing this with you, why it's relevant to you and I, is that we need to understand evil. We need to understand the plans. We need to understand the mechanisms. If you will, we need to understand the technologies of Satan. Because even though the Monarchy class will not achieve their post-human digital form, between now and then, it is relevant to us how they are attempting to change the human form, to change humans into biological computers, still within the human structure, the human form, but dramatically change from the DNA level out. So the relevancy is, do not take the vaccines, because they are seeking to convert you to a biological computer by which they can track you, trace you, and control you, including everything about your body, including your mind, how the neurons operate. It is the enslavement through digital means. Digitizing humans. If you need a big takeaway, it's the digitizing of humans. That's what's relevant. Digitizing in the monarch's goal of not uploading, but converting themselves. Digitizing themselves. I agree, it sounds outrageous and far-fetched. But this is the technology that is in place today, is the ability to convert their biological to digital form. If we think back just in the last 20 years of technology, look at the ability to scan an object. Take a flatbed scanner, for example. You have a written letter and you place it on a flatbed scanner, and it scans, it's digitizing that object. That's object character recognition, OCR. And then to the three-dimensional scanning that we're all familiar with, being able to, from all positions, all directions, scan, meaning to digitize a solid object. And from that, to be able to produce not just a holographic representation of a solid object, but an actual solid hologram, one that can be touched and manipulated, haptic holograms, okay? That's Model T technology, as I often use that analogy, the Model T of technology, because literally they seek from the DNA level out to scan, to digitize, from the fundamental particle level, the subatomic level on up, everything that makes them human, including their mind and their memories. the digitizing of memories, the digitizing of the neural pathways, the mapping of the human brain. The mapping program's been going on since just before the Obama administration, at least in the public domain, we know that it's been going on. The mapping is there to create the digital model. Recall that I said to you that the original mapping of the human genome began with a synchrotron particle accelerator producing hard X-rays to infer the three-dimensional structure, the folding of proteins. And once they were able to do that, they could reverse engineer from the proteins the genes that produce them. And then from there, the arrangement of the genes, and thus the mapping of the human genome. So this has been done at the protein level, and it certainly has been done at the subatomic level. The constituent fundamental particles of the proteins. Now, we are not made up of just proteins, but all of the cells' fundamental particles can be digitized. They can be modeled in a computer. That doesn't mean it's perfect. That doesn't mean that Satan knows everything about how the human body operates. Just because you can scan it, just because you can digitize it internally, externally, does not mean you know how it operates. He doesn't have all the plans. But he is offering to the monarchy class the lie that it's good enough, that you can control humans, you will remain in control, you monarchs. And I know it sounds ridiculous to think of people as, you know, a ruling class like that. But this is eliminating the middle class. You've heard that for years. Not just in economics, but in a societal structure. This is moving from a multi-class structure to a two-class structure. That's why the plandemic is being pushed. This is why you guys keep sending me articles, and I love it, about all of the various governments' plans and timetables, inducements, enticements, bribes, coercion, and now mandates coming from governments for the population to be vaccinated. And so why are they pushing it so hard? Because they want their two-class society on a global basis as quickly as possible. And who is pushing it at warp speed? Satan, because he knows he has but a short time. So that's my opening monologue. I'd like to jump right into the magazine. Again, I'm going to read this into the record, so to speak, for this evening. For the benefit of people that will listen to this live stream later, who are not patrons, but we encourage them to join us through Patreon. And for those who are not yet subscribers, which they can be, separate from being a patron, they can subscribe to Entangled Magazine. I want to share with the general public listening to this later the type of research that not only Kathleen and myself are doing, but this is information that has come from the patrons as well. Okay? Let me read the table of contents real quickly for Entangled Magazine. June of 2021, The Post-Human. Now, this is only 28 pages long. Each of these sections is one or two pages long. I'm trying to keep it brief because I think for the last 6 months or so, maybe longer, the editions of Entangled Magazine have been very technical. And as I've heard from people, it's over their head. And it's not because I'm trying to do that or that I'm speaking in a condescending way about people. I'm simply saying that for this month, I've simplified things. I've shortened the descriptions down because it is more of a summary of what we've published over the last 4 years. And I think that's fitting for an anniversary edition to summarize and simplify and make the statements. But the whole of this summary is pointing to what I just provided to you in the monologue, the monarchy class and the serf class, by way of alteration of the spin of electrons. So, I'm going to read you the foreword in just a moment, then we go to digitization, post-human to define it, quantum mechanics, spin of fundamental particles, electrons and electromagnetism, bits and qubits, technology, techni, and transhumanism, vaccines, virus, singularity, the Great Reset, Satan's binary language, human beings as quantum computers, and finally, of course, absolutely, salvation. The greatest existential threat to humanity has manifested itself in the form of a global pandemic, the purpose of which is the establishment of a new feudal system consisting of two classes, human and post-human. Humans receiving pharmacological agents associated with SARS-CoV-2 are undergoing immediate, continuous, and inheritable DNA modifications. Their roles will be as serfs in the post-reset feudal system. There will be no middle class. I believe the leaders of this feudal society will not receive the same pharmacological agents, if at all, as the serf class. Since the founding of Entangled magazine in June of 2017, we have published extensively the scientific and spiritual evidence concerning DNA modifications. Within this anniversary edition, we will examine present and future digitization of what we term the monarch class and society at large. Digitization. In brief, this digitizing is the conversion of analog humans likened to our original divinely created state, to digital, likened to the in silico technology created state, technologically created state, the very essence of which is the alteration of the quantum spin of the fundamental particle, the electron. The origins of digitization date back to the development of binary arithmetic by Gottfried Leibniz in 1679, building upon the foundational work of the medieval philosopher Ramon Lull. Gottfried Leibniz wrote his dissertation about Lull's The Ultimate General Art, or The Great Art, published in 1305, and integrated it into his Metaphysics and Philosophy of Science. Leibniz gave Lull's idea the name Ars Combinatoria, by which it is now often known. Give me just a second here. There we go. Now, for the benefit of those that are only listening, not able to see the magazine yet, every magazine, of course, we add graphics, pictures, and diagrams to explain what is going on, and such is the case with this month as well. So the magazine has a lot more to explain and to demonstrate by way of these graphics. Some computer scientists have adopted Lull as a sort of founding father, claiming that his system of logic was the beginning of information science. Most notably, within quantum computing, common operational systems are built upon Lull's construct of combinatorial optimization. This consists of finding an optimal object from a finite set of objects. Finally, Lull's mathematical system of logic was derived from the mantic art, geomancy, Ilm al Ramal, the science of the sand. Geomancy can loosely be defined as earth divination, a method of divination that interprets markings on the ground or patterns formed by tossed handfuls of soil, rocks, or by executing random marks in sand. The most prevalent form of divinatory geomancy involves interpreting a series of 16 figures formed by a randomized process that involves recursion, followed by analyzing them, often augmented by astrological interpretations. In Renaissance magic, geomancy was classified as one of the seven forbidden arts. Posthumanism. For the purposes related to in this edition, I'm speaking of to the state of the human condition post-pandemic vaccination. Transhumanism, a philosophical movement concerning the future of humanity. Now, in this list, I also cite many of the well-known writers, authors, philosophers, futurists related to these definitions in this breakdown of various categories of posthumanism. So the first I just read is transhumanism, probably the most familiar to everyone, a philosophical movement concerning the future of humanity. Nick Bostrom, for one, is in this category. Next is dark transhumanists, or dystopic. Okay? Cyborg theory, or academic theory. And next, and where we're kind of focusing our attention tonight, singularity as a longer word, singularitarianism. I'm going to spell that one for you because I can't even pronounce it. It is singular and then I-T-A-R-I-A-N-I-S-M. Now, only a guy like Ray Kurzweil from Google could come up with a label like that, a name like that. Anyway, you're going to hear Ray Kurzweil's words as we move through the magazine. Each of these authors, futurists, philosophers, and scientists have within their specialties envisioned technologies applied to the modification of humans. For example, Ray Kurzweil putting forth his concept of singularitarianism, a movement defined by the belief that a technological singularity, the creation, post-human, of a superintelligence is achievable by 2045. Now, parenthetically, before I read his own statement, quoting from his book, The Singularity is Near, 2045 is a red herring. In my opinion, it's a red herring. It's to lull people into a sense of, well, it's not an imminent threat. It's not going to happen right now. Perhaps not even happen in my lifetime. That sort of cognitive dissonance to the idea that the singularity could be achieved before 2045. I'm here to say that it is virtually happening right now. Let's hear from Kurzweil. This is from his 2005 book entitled The Singularity is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology. What then is the singularity? It's a future period during which the pace of technological change will be so rapid, its impact so deep, that human life will be irreversibly transformed. Although neither utopian or dystopian, this epoch will transform the concepts we rely on to give meaning to our lives, from our business models to the cycle of human life, including death itself. Understanding the singularity will alter our perspective on the significance of our past and the ramifications for our future. To truly understand it inherently changes one's view of life in general, and one's particular life. I regard someone who understands the singularity and who has reflected on its implications for his or her own life as a singularitarian. Again, Ray Kurzweil. Quantum mechanics. What is missing is an examination of quantum mechanics and the field's literal impact upon the human body. Now, I want to say parenthetically to my own words here, what is missing from the list that I just read to you of posthumanism, transhumanism, dark transhumanist, cyborg theory, and singularitarianism? What is missing from all of those? Because Ray Kurzweil doesn't even go to where I'm taking you. At least not publicly. I think where I'm taking you, he is well aware of, but is not making public. But that's my own supposition. Okay? The alteration of humans, serf class, monarchy class, by alteration of the spin of quantum computers, is their method in their madness in achieving the singularity. What I'm sharing with you, I have not found in the common literature. I'll start again, quantum mechanics. What is missing is an examination of quantum mechanics and the field's literal impact upon the human body. Today's vaccinated are being monitored worldwide by quantum computers. According to Moderna, they are delivering an operating system into the human body. This will not only make the human traceable, but also controllable, the serf class. All of today's scientific disciplines are driven and guided by the overarching field of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics as a whole is a fundamental theory of physics focused upon atoms and fundamental particles. It is the quantization of mapping continuous infinite values to a smaller set of discrete finite values, such as the Cantor sets. It is the approximating of real-world values, the counting, with a digital representation, introducing limits on the precision and range of a value. Spin of fundamental particles, electrons. Subatomic particles, also referred to as fundamental, have characteristics of both particles and waves, wave-particle duality, with limits to how accurately they can be measured. This is known as Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. There exists a fundamental limit to the accuracy of measuring the position and momentum of, for example, that of an electron. Okay. Logic gates, both within transistors for classical computers and as quantum bits, qubits within quantum computers, control the actions of electrons. Transistors act as a gate, stopping or allowing the flow of electrons within a conductive circuit. Pharmakia is being used by way of messenger RNA vaccines to control cellular logic gates, the post-human. While in quantum computers, it is the inherent spin of electrons that is utilized in logical computation. The modification of spin is at the heart of these computers and distinctly sets them apart from their predecessor transistor cousins. Electrons have an intrinsic property referred to as spin. While it is not actually spinning as one would imagine with a toy top or a ball, spin is a representation of the electron's magnetic dipole movement, dipole moment and deflection within a magnetic field. That's the direction, okay? Upspin, downspin is the magnetic dipole moment and deflection. It is the alteration of the biological electron spin within the post-human, those receiving the operating system contained in the pandemic vaccination, controlled by quantum computers, which will result in the manipulation of human cellular logic gates directing the messenger RNA in the production of enzymes and proteins. electrons and electromagnetism. Maxwell's laws of electromagnetism demonstrate that a moving electrical charge creates a magnetic field. Electrons flowing through a conductive material like copper wire creates a magnetic field around the wire. Electrons were found to generate a magnetic field around themselves. It was at first theorized that the electrons were moving, even spinning. Later, experiments and measurements demonstrated that they were not actually spinning, but the name for this magnetic quantum property of, quote, spin remained. What they discovered were the magnetic properties of electrons. Bits and qubits. In a classical transistor-based computer system, a bit resides within a state of either on or off, yes or no. While a qubit, a quantum bit, is a two-state quantum mechanical system. With regard to the spin of an electron, it can be described as being in a state of spin up or spin down. This dual state allows the electron to be in a coherent superposition of both states simultaneously, thus forming the basis for quantum computing. A binary digit, a 0 or a 1, is the basis for classical computers. We have stated spiritually that this is the numerical language that Satan uses to instruct men. The measurement or outcome of these two is distinct. However, within a qubit, the value 0 and 1 can be both at the same time. This means Satan is covering his bases, using both sides to his advantage and without question. A 0 can be a 1, while a 1 can also be a 0, thus considered to be in a state of superposition. A significant increase in both the computational speed of qubit, operation warp speed, versus a binary digital computer, as well as the overall complexity of the problem to be solved, is realized. Solved by employing combinatorial optimization, random number generation as found principally in geomancy, in the simultaneous consideration of all probable solutions as states. Technology, techne, and transhumanism. Technology in Greek is techne, or sleight of hand. While one of the early precursors to the transhumanist idea is entitled Discourse on Method by René Descartes, in which he envisions a new kind of medicine that could grant both physical immortality and stronger minds, we see both at work today. Transhumanism is a philosophical movement advocating and predicting the enhancement and augmentation of humans through technology, sleight of hand. This is an effort to overcome what are perceived to be the basic limitations of the human body and mind. It is a transitional phase of the human analog to the post-human digital being. British geneticist B.S. Haldanen, in his 1923 essay, Daedalus, Science and the Future, predicted improvements to the human condition could be realized through the application of advanced sciences to the human body. He focused upon the so-called science of eugenics and ectogenesis, creating and sustaining life in an artificial environment. He viewed genetics as the primary way of improving humans, both in their health and intellect. Again, that was in 1923. Cambridge crystallographer J.D. Bernal, motivated by Haldanen's essay in 1929, penned The World, the Flesh, and the Devil. He wrote of space colonization and extreme alterations to human bodies and intelligence by way of bionic implants and Cognitive Enhancement. Again, 1929. The biologist Julian Huxley, brother of Aldous Huxley, is generally regarded as the founder of transhumanism after using the term for the title of an influential 1957 article. The term itself, however, derives from an earlier 1940 paper by the Canadian philosopher W.D. Lighthall. Huxley describes transhumanism in these terms, quote, "Up till now, human life has generally been, as Hobbes described it, nasty, brutish, and short. The great majority of human beings, if they have not already died young, have been afflicted with misery. We can justifiably hold the belief that these lands of possibility exist, and that the present limitations and miserable frustrations of our existence could be in large measure surmounted. The human species can, if it wishes, transcend itself, not just sporadically, an individual here or in one way, or an individual there in another way, but in its entirety as humanity," end quote. Thus, the words of Julian Huxley bring us to the present-day pandemic, diluting the entirety of humanity. Both classes, the monarchy and its serfs. You see, they're both diluted. The monarchy's not escaping this. Vaccines. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. "The coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the working of Satan, with every kind of power, sign, and false wonder, and with every wicked deception directed against those who are perishing, because they refuse the love of the truth that would have saved them. For this reason, God will send them a powerful delusion so that they believe the lie, in order that judgment may come upon all who have disbelieved the truth and delighted in wickedness." I continue. "Enabling the commonly referenced New World Order are pharmaceutical companies manufacturing their poisons, similarly referenced as vaccines." Now, from Strong's Concordance, Pharmakia, the use of medicine, drugs, or spells. Okay? Usage of the word is in magic, sorcery, enchantment. From a big picture perspective, the drug makers are funding and influence peddling the public sector to fund with taxpayer monies and deficit spending research improving the gain of function of existing and novel viruses, including the SARS-CoV-2 virus, in silico designed, and its accompanying vaccine. What the pharmaceutical companies are involved in amounts to nothing more than profiteering beneath the guise of research and development of vaccines, deluding the global population into believing their sorcery. Willingly, they are participating in what amounts to phase three human trials of a novel messenger RNA-based technology, the sleight of hand. Virus. Meanwhile, the monarchy class has been protected from this so-called corona, parentheses, parenthetically, crown virus, by way of a preventative agent designed concurrently in silico with SARS-CoV-2. What the monarchy class is blind to is the inescapable fact they too have been, by God, sent a powerful delusion so that they believe the lie in order that judgment may come upon all who have disbelieved the truth and delighted in wickedness. Again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Part of the lie the monarchs believe is owed to their faith in science and technology. Those pushing the pandemic in order to digitally enslave the remnants of humanity actually believe they can achieve singularity. Singularity. The singularity is characterized by Ray Kurzweil in as the fifth epoch, the merger of human technology with human intelligence. The Monarch class believes, along with Ray Kurzweil, that the human mind can be uploaded into a computer and take with it memories and consciousness, all of what makes a person human, but devoid of any biological form. With regards to humans in general, he suggests somatic gene therapy, following after synthetic viruses with specific genetic information. The next step would be to apply this technology to gene therapy, replacing DNA with synthesized genes. That evolution, he states, quote, is moving towards a conception of God, and that the transition away from biological roots is in fact a spiritual undertaking, end quote. Kurzweil is agnostic about the existence of a soul. On the possibility of divine intelligence, Kurzweil has said, quote, does God exist? I would say, not yet, end quote. Now, we have a picture in here that I want to just kind of highlight of Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein, holding in his hands with his infamous eyes a human brain in a jar from the book Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. And in the storyline, all of the memories collected from normal and abnormal subjects are in one brain or the other brain. And of course, the abnormal brain is the one that Marty Feldman selects and has all the criminal memories and behaviors loaded into that brain. So they were telling us a long time ago all about this transhumanist uploading. But remember, it is more than uploading. That's the pop culture storyline, uploading your mind, your memories, your consciousness. No, it's literally changing you to a digital form. Not you and I, we're the surf class. Not the ones that take the vaccine. But the monarchy class want to take on a pure digital form, okay? The Great Reset, that does factor into this, and I just briefly mention it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the working of Satan, with every kind of power, sign, and false wonder. Reducing the remainder of humanity to enslaved serfs is promoted by the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, the WEF, Klaus Schwab. His version of Ray Kurzweil's fifth epoch is the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the title of his book. His precursor event, the Great Reset. Okay, give me just a second. There we are. Satan's binary language. Satan, beginning with his binary language of the dark divinatory art of geomancy, has presented mankind classical and quantum computing as the quintessential means to achieving the singularity of post-human existence. Only a very few of today's computer scientists actually know of this spiritual origin and its all-encompassing influence. For Kurzweil and others of his ilk, quantum computers hold out the greatest promise in achieving their model of a singularity. Please see the March 2021 edition of Entangled Magazine for background information on biosensors and biocomputing. Human bodies as quantum computers. With regards to the singularity, The specific focus is upon the alteration and control of the intrinsic spin of fundamental particles, in this case, quantum computing. In short, electrons, protons, and neutrons. We will not delve deeper into their constituent particles. Predominantly, electrons are employed as quantum bits, the qubits as the processor of zeros and ones in a state of superposition. This presents, for those advocates of the singularity, the opportunity of converting the spin of those pre-existing electrons of the human body to function as computing machines, literally as quantum computers. Revelation 12, verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell on them. But woe to the earth and the sea. With great fury the devil has come down to you, knowing he has only a short time. This moves past the pop culture images and presentations of uploading one's brain and consciousness into a machine computer in order to achieve singularity. This has been the predominant view in dealing with the rapid advancements in artificial intelligence. Rather than a merging of algorithms with human intellect, a conversion of the latter to mere algorithms. A sort of quick and dirty method to achieving immortality for the monarchy class. Satan has promoted the lie that by following him, worshiping him in opposition to God, they can be as God. Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. You will not surely die, the serpent told her, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. John 8, verse 44. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. As the father of lies, Satan too is the counterfeiter. All of that which God has created, he seeks to copy. However, in lacking sufficient information, he produces a flawed outcome. This, the monarchy class, in seeking their singularity, fail to see. Salvation. With the exception of those saved through Jesus Christ, the balance of humanity is doomed to either enslavement or extinction. They have been distracted from seeking God and his salvation. As our Creator, God does not want any to perish. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Beloved, do not let this one thing escape your notice. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 58. Now I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must be clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast and immovable. Always excel in the work of the Lord. And because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Thank you for allowing me to read that into the record, as I said. I think tonight we'll keep it to about an hour, this live stream, for the benefit of those that are anxiously awaiting their copy of Entangled Magazine. Kathleen and I would like an opportunity to give it one more proofread. We strive to put out accurate and legible, if you will, intelligent information. So we want to put out a good magazine tonight. Not that we haven't before, but we've been struggling for the last few days to get the magazine into the shape that we want it in. So if you will allow us to cut short this live stream tonight, we'll finish up the magazine, and we're planning for no later than 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight to have the magazine delivered to you. Okay? So thank you very much for allowing me to read this. Thursday, I will do my best to pull together the notes on prion's disease. Okay? And we will do a deep dive on that. Okay? So thank you all. God bless you all. And good night.